For more than 100 years, the Children's Home in Winston-Salem has served youth from throughout western North Carolina. Half of the institution's 212-acre campus includes a working farm with dozens of animals, including a llama, goats, and horses. One of the horses is named Annie. The president of Argentina gave her to President Bill Clinton while Clinton was in office.
She went to Washington to be a police horse to do that, but they thought she was too small. And one of the ladies that worked, up there grew up at the children's home.
That's Laura Gentry, an equine specialist at the children's home.
The horses are the facilitators. They're the ones that teach the children about life.
Daily, the children's home serves nearly 200 youth through foster care and other alternative education programs. 17 of the children live on the grounds full time.
And the kids come in here. That's Luna. She's our mini mule, and she would like to come in the barn.
Many of these youth have been abused or suffer from behavioral or mental health issues. Gentry says the farm animals play an important role in the children's psychological therapy.
You know, some will come up and just nibble on the kids, or they'll like turn away from them. But it brings out things they say, and the therapists that are with them can, you know, chime in and talk about what they're feeling and which horses are remind them of people they know. And does that bring back a memory or something that in your life that you want to talk about?
The children's home is also a haven for many of the animals that were neglected and abused. Police rescued Emma the pig during a drug raid in a local home.
Emma! Come here, girl! You want a mitt, huh? You want a mitt?
But this nonprofit farm is about to lose its animals. Earlier this month, board members voted to get rid of them. Ted Teague is chairman of the Board of Trustees for the Children's Home.
Currently, our budget is around $4 million of revenue, and in order to deliver adequate services to the children we serve, we're spending closer to $5 million a year to provide those services.
Already, the board has cut services to keep the children's home afloat. Last October, it closed several treatment programs in a child development center. 79 staff members were laid off. But some argue the children's home has to make these drastic cuts because it's getting less support from the state.
The state of North Carolina has decided to really move away from residential programming, thus affecting the need for a lot of experiential happenings.
Maurice Ware is the president and CEO of the Children's Home. He says nonprofit organizations like his are having difficulty getting enough reimbursement from the state for providing experiential services like horse riding therapies. According to Ware, several community groups are duplicating their treatments.
So a lot of services that we would provide treatment-wise are now being provided by the community. Kids may participate at the Y on an increase. Versus coming here to our campus now. They may participate more in after-school programming because we provide two types of foster care, treatment and therapeutic. We provide intensive in-home services. We provide day treatment with alternative ed schools. So kids come, utilize the treatment component, and then go back into their communities.
Meanwhile, a group of volunteers and community members have started a petition on change.org to keep the animals at the farm. They also want to save the community strawberry patch that's ending this spring. Volunteers like Lee Summers believe the farm can be self-sustaining.
I would like to see the cattle herd shift and become a CSA type of cattle herd where people invest in a cattle and then they get to purchase the meat from that cow, and it's grass-fed and it was right here in their backyard. We have plans to expand the hen house and be able to grow chickens and sell eggs from that.
Board Chairman Teague says homes have been found for all of the animals, but Gentry fears the children they are helping will suffer.
Well, it just breaks my heart. I mean, everybody loves this place. Everybody. We know how it helps the children. The children just, a lot of them have never had love. And they hug them and they just, it's just wonderful. It is just wonderful.
The animals are expected to be off the farm by mid-spring. I'm Carrie Brown, WFDD News.